This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
All right, I'd like to welcome you all to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. My name is Diana Winston, and I'm the director of UCLA Mindful. We're the Mindfulness Education Center of UCLA Health. So we've been offering this meditation for, I think, about 15 years, almost 16 years, and I can tell because I have a kid who I started right after she was born, so I can time it by her age. So we are here to practice mindfulness. And first of all, I want to welcome all of the people who are live streaming. This is also being simultaneously live streamed, and there are people from all around the world. So I can't see you, but hello, and I hope I get to connect at some other point. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about how do we come into the present moment. If you look into your mind at any point in the day, you'd probably find out you're thinking about the past, replaying it, thinking, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Feeling bad, going over it. Or you're thinking about the future, planning, obsessing, going into the worst case scenario, catastrophizing, right? Our minds tend to go back and forth between the two, especially in the middle of the night. Am I right about that? Yeah. And sometimes we are in the present moment, but often we're in the present moment wishing it were in a different present moment. You know, so mindfulness is this invitation into the here and now. And when we can train our mind to do that, we can start to have more ease, more sense of well-being, more just general sense of restedness. It reduces stress. There's a lot of science showing that mindfulness is helpful for stress-related physical conditions, stress-related mental conditions. So things like anxiety and depression are improved through mindfulness practice. It can improve attention. So if you identify as having, for instance, ADHD, mindfulness is shown to be quite helpful. It's a training in attention. And it also can even change our brain. Like there's research looking at that people who meditate over long periods of time have different brain structures than people who are non-meditators. And then they've even looked at short studies where people learned it in over 8 weeks and noticed some small changes in the brain. So for more neuroplasticity, better executive functioning. Executive functioning is connected to the prefrontal cortex of our brain. It's responsible for delayed gratification, working memory, flexible thinking, all these things we want to be robust. In long-term meditators, it shows there's a lot of gray matter in that part of the brain. So when we practice mindfulness, what we're going to do is focus on something very simple, which is our breathing. And we choose our breath because our breath is always here. It's something that we can focus on. Most people don't hate it or dislike it or like it too much. It's just pretty neutral. But if your breath is not neutral to you, you can focus on something else. You can focus on the sounds. And I'll give you some options of things to do. Today, I want to emphasize the quality of kindness. We are in a kindness crisis in the culture right now, and I think that kindness may not be reflected back to us in the larger world, but we can create more kindness within ourselves, and being kinder is just a way of supporting ourselves and getting through times that can be quite difficult. So learning to bring kindness to ourselves as we practice the meditation is going to be key. And as we do this, I'll be inviting in a little bit of kindness in many different ways, and you can see how that works for you. Okay, so settle back in a comfortable posture. And if possible, feet on the floor and back upright, but not rigid or tight. And your hands are resting where they're comfortable. And I do want to invite the people at home, not the people in the room I'm in because it won't work, but if you're at home and just reflect on what would be the kindest posture to sit in. And the answer might be you even want to lie down. So I just invite that for those of us who are listening elsewhere, if you want to do a lying down meditation, do that. And let's begin with a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. With each breath, inviting ourselves more fully into this present moment, allowing our body and mind to calm. And it doesn't always happen immediately, so when you first notice what's happening inside you, you might feel not calm, but just to notice what is here, and the deeper breathing allows our system to settle. And then ultimately let your breath be at its own natural rhythm, because it's hard to sustain longer breaths over a period of time. Anytime you feel like, oh, I'd love a deep breath, just go for it. And now let's bring our attention into our body, and you can see if you can feel your feet on the ground, feeling the touch and the heaviness. There might be temperature, softness, warmth. And just feel the solidity of the ground. You can sense the earth beneath your feet, even if we are many stories up above the earth. It is there supporting us, holding us with a kind presence. And as you feel your legs, just moving your attention up your legs, feel the support of your legs. If you're lying down, you're probably noticing the back of your body against the bed. And just feel the support of the chair. And just as you notice your body, as I mentioned, these body parts, if you notice any areas that are tense or tight, see if you can breathe and soften and invite in a quality of kindness into your body, whatever way makes sense to you. So for instance, noticing your stomach area. Is your stomach tense or tight, constricted? May or may not be, but if it is, take a deeper breath, allowing it to soften, and just inviting a kind of quality of kindness, letting my body be exactly as it is. There's no, doesn't have to be anything in particular. Just a kind attitude to this body as it is. And you might notice your back against the chair, the bed, couch, wherever you are. Feel the support. If you want to settle in more deeply, just that would be kind. So throughout this meditation, even kind of checking in with yourself, would something make it a kinder meditation? And notice your hands. Are your hands tense or tight? Let them soften. Notice your arms. Let your shoulders relax. Sometimes a kind thing to do is just very slowly, gently give yourself a little shoulder rub. If that would feel good. And to the neck. And the other side, if you just done one side. And we do it with awareness, noticing the impact. And coming back down to stillness. Finally noticing our neck, having massaged it, and shoulders. Notice your face. And let your face be soft. Notice your whole body as it is. Letting whatever is here be here in this present moment. Now let's turn our attention to the sounds around us. There's sounds in the room, sounds outside the room. Get curious about the sounds. You might even notice what silence sounds like. There's ambient noise, there's momentary noise. Often when we hear sounds, our mind starts to think about the sound. I like it, I don't like it, what is it? This is normal, this is what minds do. The mindfulness approach would just be to acknowledge that, but listen to the sounds as if you're listening to music you like. Sounds are coming and going. And notice for you, is listening to sounds kind? Does it feel like something that's really supportive to you? And if it doesn't, don't worry, we're going to move on. So let's bring our attention into our body again to notice our breathing. Can you feel your body breathing? Sometimes it can feel like a wave moving through our body. Can you notice your breath in your stomach area, your abdomen rising, falling, expanding, contracting? Or your chest rising, falling, rising, settling. With each breath, or the air moving through your nose, tingling, warmth, coolness. Let's focus on one of these areas. Actually, you have a choice, because with mindfulness, it's helpful to have a central focus. So you can use your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. Or if you preferred listening to sound, you can go back to that. Choose whichever is the clearest or the easiest. And if you can't decide, they all work equally well. So now we're going to notice breath after breath, or sound after sound, the natural breath. One breath ends, the next breath begins. And think of this as being kind to yourself, giving yourself space to simply be, nothing to do, nothing to accomplish. You're just here for you. Now you may be with a few breaths and then your attention wanders. Start thinking about other things, planning, remembering, imagining, and so on. If this happens, you're not doing anything wrong. It's completely normal. Notice that you're lost in thought, and you can say a soft word like thinking or wandering. And then gently bring your attention back to your focus. And you just keep doing that over and over. And here's a place. Here's a place for you to be kind to yourself. You don't need to yell at yourself, "Oh, I screwed up. Get back to the breath. I'm a jerk," right? Don't do that. Just gently, thinking. And then back to the breath, over and over, back to the listening. So I'm going to stop talking as we do this practice. People with more experience know the whole range of things you can be aware of. And just really, all of us, keep in mind, kindness. In my meditation practice, what would be kind in this moment? Okay, let's take some time in silence. As we continue meditating, we're going to practice directly bringing kindness to ourselves and to others. So see if you can just pause for a moment and bring to mind someone you love. Someone when you think of them, you get happy. This can be a family member, it could be a best friend, a teacher, a mentor. It also can be a non-human creature, animal, dog, cat. And if you can't think of anyone, you can also think of someone you admire that you've read about or know from history. And just bring someone to mind. When you think of them, you get happy. And imagine them here in front of you. Imagine them thinking about a moment about the good qualities, the things you love about them. Maybe their kindness. Maybe they're joyful. Maybe just how they are in the world. Just take a moment as you think of them. Notice what happens inside you. Maybe there's a sense of warmth, openness, spaciousness, a smile. And let's send some kindness to them. So I'm going to say some words and you can repeat them silently in your mind. Or you can come up with your own words. But I might say, may you be safe and protected. I'm just imagining them safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. I have a sense of them happy, peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. Imagine that they're feeling strong, healthy, vibrant. May you be at ease. Sense their ease of being. So as you say these words, you might imagine kindness coming from you, and you can get creative. Maybe there's something, imagine coming from your heart. As you inhale, well, actually, let's imagine them sending it back to us. So as you exhale, might imagine kindness going out to them. May you be happy and peaceful. And as you inhale, take in the kindness from them as they say, may you be happy and peaceful back to you. And then exhaling and inhaling again. And let's just change it to we. May we be safe and protected. Taking in their kindness and sending out kindness to them. May we be healthy and strong. Taking it in, it's like a cycle, and sending it out. May we be at ease. Breathing in and taking it in, breathing out and sending it back. And then using in your own mind, what do you want to imagine sending to them or receiving from them? So as you continue the in and out breathing and imagining this sort of like circle or cycle, send to them whatever you want to send. And take it in whatever you need. May I have joy in my life. May we be protected. May we accept ourselves just as we are. May we know we are loved. Anything you want to say, just anything at all. And notice how it feels inside you to offer these kind words or to receive the kind words. And now you can, let's imagine from this cycle you've created with this loved one, human or animal, that we become a sun that begins to radiate out the kindness. So just for the last minute, imagine that the kindness goes from you out into the world. And wherever you are, if you're here in this room, that we create this giant field of kindness radiating out. So just imagine the kindness moving from the room you're in, outward and outward in all directions. So that kindness descends upon all the places in this world that so profoundly need kindness. And we can imagine, just because this is imagination, we can imagine that people's hearts and minds shift to more kindness, more compassion, more care, more peace. So sending that kindness out as far as you can. And then just checking in with how you're doing, coming back into here and now, feeling your feet on the ground. May everyone everywhere be happy and peaceful and at ease. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. Thank you so much for your practice today. Let's take the kindness with us and out into the world. Let's see, a couple of announcements. We meet here every week. If it's not next week, I think it'll be Allison. And so we have different teachers rotating through. We have an app. If you're new to all this, we have an app called UCLA Mindful. And it has everything we do in here in hundreds and hundreds of meditations, including very short ones, like 3-minute ones, 5-minute ones, and then these longer meditations as well, meditations for health. It has 17 different languages on it where you can meditate. So there's a lot. So you can check that out. Or also check out our center, UCLA Mindful. Go to our website. We have coming up on July 19th an in-person meditation day, and that's going to be at the UCLA South Bay campus. So if that's something you're interested in, just check out our website or you can come talk to me. But it'll be a whole day. It wouldn't be like meditating for, you know, 8 hours straight or something. It would be, there's walking. It's a beautiful place. Walking and relational practices and connecting, community building, and it's going to be fun. All right, I will be outside in a little bit, and if you have any questions or want to say hi, I'll see you then. See you in a couple weeks. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.